It's November 2017, and I'm applying to 7 schools. My applications cost over $500. But college is exciting. After 4 years of high school and the stress, the idea of graduation has manifested into this beautiful escape, the introduction into a new world of higher education, independence, and college debt. Everyone around me bubbles about leaving Indiana and finding that prestigious out-of-state university. And I know my family can't afford the $50,000 a year it's going to cost to go to University of Washington or University of Florida, but the idea of finding that new experience is breathtaking. My dad thinks otherwise.
Try to stay in-state, if possible. I mean, you can look, the difference between an out-of-state school and an in-state school can be $30,000, $40,000 a year difference in cost. So, I mean, if money is no object, go anywhere. But if money is an object, which is going to be 99% of the people, try to stay in state.
It's April 2018, and I've been accepted into 7 schools. My top 3 choices are University of Washington, University of Florida, and IU. And I know IU is a great school and it's a full ride and it's familiar, but the University of Washington was beautiful in Florida. It's an amazing school and they're just so expensive, but I could take loans out, and the decision weighs on me like a ton of bricks. This was the next 4 years we were talking about, and quite possibly something that could affect me for the rest of my life. How could I make that choice? All I had was a pros and cons list. University of Washington pros. It's beautiful. I love Seattle. It's such a great school. It's impressive. All my friends say I should go there. I don't have to tell them that I'm going to IU. Cons. The debt.
In my line of work, I see a lot of people coming in with loans, student loans that are $100,000, $150,000. And I actually had a client who had $125,000 worth of student loans, and she only made $13 an hour. She'll never pay it off in her lifetime. So something needs to be done, you know, to either curtail the costs or figure out better ways to pay for these things.
The average student graduates with $37,000 in student loans. That's almost more than my dad made in the past year and a half. Of course, it doesn't seem like that big of a deal when you sign that contract, but every dollar hurts you down the road. The average 35-year-old still owes over $18,000. For a lot of kids living in one of the richest towns in Indiana, this may not present as much of a problem. It seems as if everyone I talk to is obsessed with finding that exciting, big-name college. The farther away, the better. Almost every conversation I have seems to sound exactly the same.
Just go where makes you happy. I would rather die than be stuck in Indiana for the next 4 years. Money isn't important. What's important is where you want to go. I would rather die than be stuck in Indiana for the next 4 years. IU is just Carmel away from Carmel. I would rather die than be stuck in Indiana for the next 4 years.
Everything seems like a whirlwind of judgment and who got into where, what got into who, and I really couldn't find any other side to the story until I talked to somebody with the same financial background.
Do you know why I'm interviewing you?
To talk about the role that money plays in my life. College. In college and, like, in Carmel and stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not, like, I'm not typical, I guess. Anyway, my name's Kylie Gardner. Do you need me to spell it?
No, this is not highlight.
Okay. I was just wondering. So, I think most kids, when they're, like, really young, don't really know or care about money, and I think that's just kind of, like, a thing that's consistent throughout most people's childhoods. But I remember from a pretty young age starting to get worried about money because I could tell that something was, like, off when, like, we didn't have heating for the winter and, like, we all had to sleep in one room together and we had to move in with my grandma. So, like, it's always just been, I feel like I've always been more aware of it than other people, especially other people in Carmel. I found that a lot of times when I was talking to people about, like, college decisions, they would say something like, don't consider, like, money, don't let that be your deciding factor, just, like, think about where you want to go and what you want, but I could just never relate to that. I could never just, like, put money in the back of my mind. Like, that was always, like, the number one thing when I was looking at colleges and why I wasn't really looking at out-of-state colleges as much as some of my friends were. So, like, I feel like when I talk about, like, getting into IU, people aren't necessarily as, like, enthusiastic or happy for me as they would be if I had gotten into, like, maybe a more selective school, like an out-of-state school, because people see it as sort of like a second Carmel. And something that I've heard that someone said was, like, when people tell me they got into IU, I don't even congratulate them anymore.
Perhaps the worst part about the cost of college is the amount of judgment you get from not being able to pay even more. Students judge you for going to IU. They judge you for staying in state. I've been told that an acceptance rate above 40% means nothing. It's taken me a long time to realize that none of it matters.
9 out of 10 people, an in-state school works just fine. In actuality, most employers don't look at where your degree's from. Is it Ivy Tech or is it IUPUI? Is it Ball State? No one really looks at that. They look at, you know, what is your degree? What is your experiences? What did you learn? You know, what real world applications did you get at that school? And if you can get that in state rather than out of state, why not stay here?
It's May 2018, and I'm no longer embarrassed to say that I'm not going out of state. Kylie and I have both enrolled at IU, and we're both incredibly excited. I've stopped listening to those kids who'd rather die than be stuck in Indiana, and I've started to prepare for just an amazing experience. College is exciting, no matter where, and no matter how much. For 91.3 WHJE, this has been Alex Cruikshanks, signing off for the very last time. To all my fellow grads of 2018, congratulations, we made it. I hope everybody loves the next 4 years and every decade to come. And for more great work, visit our website, whje.com.